Assalamualaikum dan selamat sejahtera. Anda sedang menonton Niaga Awani bersama saya Nabilah Khalida, dan antara tumpuan untuk hari ini ialah tentang rakyat Malaysia tak cukup simpanan dan juga unjuran FBM KLCI untuk minggu hadapan. Kita mulakan dengan laporan yang pertama. Menteri Sumber Asli Alam Sekitar dan Perubahan Iklim Nik Nazmi Nik Ahmad akan memberi fokus kepada pelaksanaan transformasi sektor air 2040 untuk menjadikan sektor itu sebagai sumber ekonomi negara dan menjadikan Malaysia hub air global. Beliau berkata tumpuan akan diberikan terhadap usaha meningkatkan akses bekalan air kepada 98% daripada 97% pada masa ini, terutama di kawasan luar bandar dan pulau-pulau.
Ujarnya tumpuan juga kepada peningkatan liputan perkhidmatan pembentungan kepada 90%, pengurangan kadar air tidak berhasil kepada 25% menjelang 2025, dan peningkatan kemampanan kewangan sektor air agar pelaburan dan peningkatan perkhidmatan secara berterusan kepada pengguna dapat dipertingkatkan. Beliau berkata demikian selepas Majlis Perasmian Asia Water 2022 pada Khamis. Beliau berkata strategi dan pelan tindakan bagi mencapai sasaran itu akan digarap secara teliti dalam pelaksanaan transformasi sektor air 2040. Nik Nazmi berkata pihaknya juga akan memfokuskan kepada empat perkara utama dalam pengurusan air negara, iaitu menjamin bekalan dan sumber air berterusan dan mampan kepada rakyat, meningkatkan kemampanan kewangan industri air negara, meningkatkan akses bekalan air dan kecekapan operasi industri air, serta mempertingkatkan ketahanan sektor air terhadap fenomena perubahan iklim. Beliau berkata kementeriannya turut mempergiat usaha menangani masalah banjir menerusi pendekatan struktur dan bukan struktur, melibatkan pelaburan besar daripada kerajaan, termasuk menaik taraf tembok penahan banjir, penyelenggaraan takungan banjir, pintu kawalan air, pam tetap dan mudah alih, kamera pemantauan dan sistem ramalan serta amaran banjir.
Baik, literasi kewangan Malaysia Ringgit Plus ataupun RMFLS 2022 ada mengadakan soal selidik, dan kajian ini mendedahkan rakyat Malaysia berada dalam kedudukan kewangan terburuk dalam tempoh 5 tahun. Atau kata mudahnya ialah rakyat Malaysia tak cukup simpanan. Jadi untuk tahu data yang lebih terperinci mengenai isu ini, rakan penyampai Haris Ashraf ada laporannya. Sekian.
Okey, baik. Nabila, sudah tentu kalau kita nak bercakap berkenaan dengan dari segi isu simpanan cukup ke tak cukup ini, Ringgit Plus seperti yang Nabila katakan telah pun menjalankan kajian ataupun surveinya mereka berkenaan dengan simpanan rakyat Malaysia. Ini antara perkara-perkara penting yang suka untuk saya kongsikan, di mana antara perkara yang boleh kita fahami menerusi kajian ataupun soal selidik ini, Malaysia berada pada kedudukan kewangan terburuk dalam tempoh 5 tahun, di mana kalau kita lihat melibatkan rakyat Malaysia sebenarnya, daripada kalau kita bercakap soal simpanan berkurangan ini, sudah tentu penting untuk kita telitikan berkenaan dengan aliran tunai, kerana ini adalah impaknya apabila mereka tidak mempunyai ataupun simpanan mereka berkurangan sekaligus memberi kesan kepada aliran tunai. Antara data-data yang penting juga di sini untuk saya kongsikan buat penelitian anda adalah, sebagai contoh, 70% responden menyimpan kurang RM500 sebulan, okay, kurang RM500 sebulan ataupun langsung tidak mampu untuk menyimpan. Ini satu perkara yang cukup kritikal sebenarnya. Dengan 66% responden 21 tahun ke atas, baik, golongan ini memilih pelepasan kewangan jangka pendek berbanding kestabilan kewangan jangka panjang. Okey, dan mempertimbangkan lebih banyak pengeluaran KWSP jika dibenarkan oleh kerajaan. Baik. Pada masa sama, 52% responden yang berumur 18 tahun ke atas masih lagi belum mula melabur. Ini antara fakta-fakta ataupun dapatan daripada soal selidik yang dilakukan oleh Ringgit Plus. Baik, bercakap soal simpanan, apa yang ada dalam simpanan rakyat Malaysia? Individu yang mampu simpan lebih RM1,500 sebulan ini, jika anda telitikan, pada tahun 2020, 20% boleh simpan RM1,500 sebulan. Tetapi tahun 2022, hanya 5% sahaja. Mereka yang mampu bertahan dengan simpanan kurang 3 bulan. 2021, tahun lepas, 52%. Tahun 2022 meningkat kepada 53%. Individu bergantung daripada gaji ke gaji, daripada 2021, 44%. tetapi 2022 meningkat kepada 55%. Ini bermakna individu yang memang mengharapkan setiap bulan bergantung kepada gaji mereka setiap bulan terus meningkat, mencatatkan peningkatan 55%. Dua individu bayar penuh hutang kad kredit. Ini antara perkara yang penting juga kerana kita tahu kad kredit juga antara punca penyebab utama golongan muda diisytiharkan bankrupt. 2021, 70% boleh melangsaikan hutang kad kredit. Tetapi 2022 hanya 55% sahaja. Ini merupakan satu ataupun angka yang penting untuk kita fahami. Dengan walaupun berlaku pelbagai isu, kira-kira 7 per 10 rakyat Malaysia percaya mereka mampu mengawal wang mereka. Walaupun berdepan dengan isu kekangan keuangan, tetapi mereka yakin bahawa mereka mampu untuk mengawal wang mereka. Itu antara perkara-perkara yang penting yang untuk kita fahami, Nabila.
To help us unfold further about this topic, joining us virtually, Han Liu, the co-founder and director of Ringgit Plus himself. All right, Han, good morning. Let's talk about the survey. I know some of the findings have been presented by my colleague just now. So what do you think the sum of a thing that you find surprising or you should say unexpected result?
For me, I think we've, you know, at Ringgit Plus, we've been doing this for the last 5 years now. So one of the benefits of doing this over a long period of time is that you can see changes in behaviors, changes in the numbers over time, which allows us to showcase you know, things that happen to Malaysians over time rather than just one snapshot. So for example, one of the most surprising things is that coming out of the pandemic, you expected Malaysians' financial situation and information and knowledge to improve as the economy recovers, but we have not seen this to be the case. And one of the things that may have caused this is that there were relief measures for the pandemic in 2020-2021, for example, Bantuan Rakyat, etc., which were not, and special withdrawals and things like that, which were not continued over the last 6 months to a year in 2022. And that's when you see Malaysians' financial situation really, really affected by the pandemic, because there's been no more relief measures, and now the full pandemic impact is clear. So Malaysians can't save, Harith mentioned just now, can't save, can't invest, and you know, can't settle their credit card bills. These are very, very worrying statistics.
Yeah. Han, this survey also includes young generation. Are they literate enough to weather the storm in terms of having enough savings and invest for the future?
Harith, good question. I think, in short, not enough. We're not there. And what's worrying is we're getting worse as a society in terms of our ability to save, our ability to invest, our ability to retire. And these are really, really big issues, which I'd say not just the government, but like all of society needs to look at to start solving today to reverse this trend, right? It can't be fixed in 1 year. It can't be fixed in 3 years or 5 years. But over time, we need to start reversing this trend of worsening financial situation of Malaysians. So the economy is one part of it, but Malaysians' individual personal finances is a really another big part which we really need to focus on.
Again, about the young generations, do you think that they take up more credit cards and do they service the debt well?
One interesting things we see is that actually problems in financial management, issues around financial literacy transcend all generations. Mm. Now, it's very common to say, hey, look, young people may not be so aware of the various financial situations that they're in, might not be so aware of the financial products that are available to help them manage their money better. But one of the interesting things we're seeing in this survey is, yes, while you know, young people are less aware on things like retirement and the importance of retirement, issues around cash flow, so not able to save, spending too much, living paycheck to paycheck, these issues transcend generations. So, you know, I love to focus on the youth, but for me, the numbers are telling us that Malaysians across all generations, all income groups are very badly affected over the last 2 years due to the pandemic, and we need to reverse these trends.
Han, according to agency counseling dan pengurusan kredit AKPK, every person should allocate about 20 to 30% of their monthly income for savings, and this is not the case now, especially after the pandemic. What's the finding found, and do they have ample room to save every month? And if yes, how much?
Really, really good question. If you notice, you mentioned just now that one of the statistics that we really focus on is, can you save 500 ringgit a month, or you know, or more, right? So, and 70% of Malaysians tell us that they cannot, right? So they're saving under 500, or they're not saving at all. And why did we choose this number? We choose this number because it's fully in line with agencies like AKPK saying, hey, look, 20% of your salary should be able to give you a comfortable, not minimum, comfortable or what do you call it, pesaran bermaruah, right? Yeah. Comfortable, dignified retirement. And we've backed off that to, hey, look, what does that mean for the average or median income in Malaysia? For somebody who's median income in Malaysia, 2,500 ringgit, that means 500 ringgit a month. That's why we focus on this number, right? So for me, as of right now, almost 70% or exactly 70% of Malaysians are not able to meet those minimum levels that even people like AKPK, EPF are saying.
All right, Han, we cannot deny that we entered a phase where income is stagnant or increased so little in the face on higher inflation, and we expect to have hard time next year onwards. So do you foresee that the financial situation of Malaysians' household would be even worse?
Yeah, I think there's two parts, right, to this. Nabila, great question. I think we are hoping that in 2023, it's not just, the economy of Malaysia improves a bit further from 2022, but that translates down to the regular people, right? The common people, the rakyat, right? And not just how they're doing in terms of whether they have jobs or whether the local economy is doing good, but how that's improving their own personal financial situation. Can they save more? Can they invest more? Can they secure themselves towards a comfortable retirement? And we are hoping that 2023 will not just bring the economic growth that we're seeing in 2022, which is a recovery, right? But we're also seeing rakyat's wallets or rakyat's personal situation improve as well. So that's what we're hoping for 2023. But we really need to focus on reversing these trends and reversing them right now.
Yeah. Han, it is a harsh reality, not only for the people, but also for policymakers and also industry players. This is a generational issue that requires long-term solutions that sustain and constant support from all parties. What are some of the things the new cabinet should look out for in regards to this issue?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When I say generational issue crisis, I don't mean it happens once every 30 years. I mean, it's going to take us at least 20 to 30 years to solve this, right? Because the scars from the pandemic, you know, appear to be across the generations. There are a few things that I think the cabinet needs to, or the new government, or any government over the next, not just this term, but 5, 10, 20 years needs to look at, is to make sure that Malaysians are more, one, financially resilient, i.e. they can sustain shocks, they can last more than 3 months with their savings, because these kind of things get wiped out in a shock like the pandemic the last 2 years. That's one, to ensure financial resiliency of Malaysians. And number two, and this is in line with what we talked about previously around youth, to ensure that we don't just have a workforce ready to be productive, but we have a workforce which is financially literate. So I'm at Ringgit Plus, we're really focused on getting financial literacy knowledge down to the university level. So just at university, when you graduate, you're ready for a job. Hopefully, the government's already putting a lot of focus on making sure we have work-ready graduates. But I also want to make sure that, I want to push policymakers to make sure that we don't have just work-ready graduates, but we have financial management-ready graduates. About to start workforce, you're ready to manage your finances.
All right. Okay. So, as a director of Ringgit Plus, what would you be your advice to Malaysian, especially youngsters, in terms of managing their own finance?
There's a lot I can do. Not much I can say in this segment. But for me, two main things. Number one, before doing anything, when you're entering the workforce, think of saving first. right? Pay yourself first, right? You are a bill. Your future retirement self, your future family is a very big bill. Pay that first, whether it's 10% or 20% or 30%. Not so important right now when you start work. But just remember, there are many bills out there. Treat yourself like a bill. Save first. Pay yourself first. That should build financial resilience for you and your future.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Han Liu, the co-founder and director of Ringgit Plus, for the insightful discussion and also telling us the hard truth that not only the young generations, but also all generations is going through the hard time in terms of saving money. All right. We'll be going for a short break.
Sapura Energy mencatat untung bersih sebanyak 10.18 juta ringgit pada suku ketiga berakhir 31 Oktober 2022 berbanding kerugian bersih berjumlah 669.34 juta ringgit yang direkodkan bagi tempoh sama tahun sebelumnya. Penambahbaikan ini disebabkan pengiktirafan yang lebih rendah bagi peruntukan untuk kerugian boleh jangka dan kos projek yang lebih rendah diiktiraf. Proper Global Berhad mengumumkan pemeteraian perjanjian penjualan saham bersyarat untuk membeli 51% kepentingan dalam Best White Engineering Sendirian Berhad BWE pada harga 7.82 juta ringgit. BWE menyediakan kerja-kerja kejuruteraan dan teknikal untuk industri minyak dan gas ONG melalui kejuruteraan perolehan pembinaan dan pentaulihan EPCC loji baru dan kerja-kerja pengubahsuaian loji. Scientex Berhad merekodkan keuntungan bersih sebanyak 107.2 juta ringgit bagi suku pertama tahun kewangan 2023 atau peningkatan 4.2% daripada 102.9 juta ringgit pada suku sama tahun sebelumnya. Pendapatan yang baik itu didorong pertumbuhan hasil sebanyak 11.0% kepada 1 bilion ringgit hasil sumbangan segmen pembungkusan dan hartanahnya. Laporan penuh di saluran 501 dan astroawani.com serta dagangnews.com.